An industrial relations expert, Seth Abluso, has expressed worry about the increasing practice of smuggling young girls from Ghana to the Gulf region for job opportunities, only for them to end up as commercial sex workers. Expressing his worry in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Abluso called on government, particularly the Foreign Ministry, Employment and Labour Relations Ministry and Immigration Service, to activate their monitoring systems to stop the dehumanizing conditions which the Ghanaian girls are subjected to. He spoke to George Ankra.
My worry is this dehumanizing work environment into which Ghanaian and other young persons from West Africa are transported to the Gulf area, ostensibly to be offered jobs. But the disturbing videos and voice clips, videos we are seeing and voice clips we are hearing, demand urgent action from the authorities, and in particular from the Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, as well as the Minister for Foreign Affairs. Under the Labour Act, no employment agency can literally export labour to any country where that country has no agreement with the government of Ghana. And this is something that the Labour Department needs to check and advise the sector minister appropriately. Besides that, employment agencies are supposed to file quarterly returns to the Labour Department indicating who and who they are sending where and for what purpose. And I think that this needs to be strictly enforced. But the particular instance, the particular worry is that I think Ghana needs to ratify ILO Convention 189, which deals with decent work for domestic workers, and ensure that whatever it's exporting labor, if I should put it that way, that country itself has adopted or ratified this convention of the ILO, so we can bring sanity into the operations of some of these private employment agencies. The developments that are going on are very worrying.
Some of these girls are sent there in the name of decent job opportunities, but they are turned into sex workers. Are you aware of that? And what are you telling government?
I think government needs to move urgently. The first point perhaps may be for the Minister of Foreign Affairs to summon the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, because the evidence is available, and make the evidence available to the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps to pass it on to all diplomatic missions that Ghana will not tolerate this kind of treatment of Ghanaian workers outside our shores.